Jones family now as we celebrate the third week of Advent. They have given of their time and talents to come forward and light the Advent wreath this week. Thank you, guys.
Good morning, everyone. On this third Sunday of Advent, we light the angel's candle. We light this candle as a symbol of joy. May the joyful promise of your presence, O God, make us rejoice in our hope of salvation. O come, Emmanuel. The Gospel of Luke tells us in verse 8:14, in the regions there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said unto them, do not be afraid, for you see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, whom is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign unto you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. We fear the dark because we can't see or we don't know what's there. But once lights go on, or someone, a friend, stands beside us, we feel more at ease. It is natural to fear the unknown, whether it's a strange person or an unexpected situation or a new idea. When we have the chance to learn, the emptiness of the unknown is filled. Don't be afraid, the angel said to the shepherds. The human energy of the shepherds, once wasted by fear, now we're used for the feeling of secure, curious, caring, and happy. Let us pray. Dear God, we are not afraid because we know that you are with us always. The coming of your Son has brightened the way that we can see through the darkness and go where you have us go. We rejoice in Christ. Amen. Please join us as we sing the third verse of O Come, Emmanuel.
Page number 211. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Page number 211.